Hello, and welcome to Kingdom Connection with Jensen Franklin. In this weekly podcast, we hope that you have an encounter with God through inspired teaching and discover practical ways to help you live a life of purpose. If you enjoy the teaching ministry of Jensen Franklin and would like to enjoy more resources, devotionals, including our weekly updates, we hope you'll visit our website at jensenfranklin.org.
I would like to go to Matthew chapter 1, and I want to read verse 21. And in a moment, we're going to come together and conclude with a beautiful candlelight service. The first service was so powerful, so beautiful. Lives were changed, and I just sense that God is ready to touch us again in a powerful way this morning. Verse 21, "And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is translated, "God with us." There are two names that are huge in the Bible. One of them that I want to highlight from the Old Testament is reflective of the fact that there was a name that was before Christ in the Old Testament. And it's a name you don't ever want to name your children. If you're having a child, don't name your child Ichabod. Number two, don't name him Judas. And don't name her Jezebel if it's a girl. But I was thinking about how that in 1 Samuel chapter 4, there's this story, and there's a woman who's giving birth, and it's the worst day of her life. And here's what's taking place. The Bible said that the Ark of the Covenant was stolen by the Philistines. She hears the news. The presence of God, the Ark of God, the favor of God has been stolen. Not only that, but then another servant runs in and says, on top of that bad news, your father-in-law, Eli, the high priest, the man who stands before God for the people, he is dead. He fell over and broke his neck in a chair, and he's dead. And then on top of that, a servant runs in and says, even worse news, your husband was killed in the battle. And now she has a baby, and that baby's name, she decides to name it Ichabod. And listen, don't ever allow your present to name your future. It's easy for you sometimes to get in a bad season, but you don't have to let what's going on in your present name your future. She named that child Ichabod, and when she named that child Ichabod, she went on to say, because the glory of God has departed from my life, it's departed from my marriage, it's departed from my family, the presence of God, there are no more good days, there's no more happiness, there's no more joy in my life. So just name that child what I'm presently going through. I'm going to name this child Ichabod. The glory has departed. And then you fast forward and you get into the verse that I just read to you. And it says that the prophet said that his name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. And there are two names. And in that I see that there are two kinds of spirits, and you have to choose which kind of attitude and spirit you're going to take on. You're either going to have an Ichabod spirit that says the glory of the Lord has departed. Just give up. Don't have faith. Don't have hope. Don't have dreams. Don't believe that God's going to do great things. It's Ichabod. Or we can hear the message of Christmas this morning that the real message is Emmanuel, God is with us. And you have to choose. You have to choose between Ichabod, the glory has departed, or Emmanuel, God is with us. A spirit of Ichabod says that life is going down, down, down. I've had setback after setback. And if you're not careful, you just start taking on that kind of spirit and that kind of attitude. And you start acting like nothing good and believing that it's just bad. And you just go around with an Ichabod spirit. When you have an Ichabod spirit, the glory has departed, the joy, the hope, the fun, the happiness. You begin to look like a cover girl for the Book of Lamentations. You look sad and you're down all the time. I've seen people, there's a lot of Christians who have a non-victorious spirit. They allow life to hit them, and we all go through stuff. And this is the point. This is the message of Christmas. It's not that if you have Emmanuel, God with us, you don't go through the same things that other people who don't have God, they're going to go through too. But we don't go through it with the same spirit. When we get bad news and when adversity and challenge comes, we don't go through it with an Ichabod, the glory has departed, this is bad. We go through it with Emmanuel. God is with us. God is for us. God is on our side. Let's give the Lord a praise right now. We're gonna declare, I hear that in my spirit. And I'm preaching this morning, in your life, Emmanuel is mightier than Ichabod. You see, if you're not careful, you get that Ichabod spirit. Life is just a burden. Life is just a trial. Life is just a hard thing, you know, and life is hard. And you just start taking on that spirit. We live in a world, in a society that is screaming Ichabod. Ichabod, my God, every time you turn on the news, it's politically Ichabod, Ichabod. The glory has departed from Washington. And then it's the economy, Ichabod, Ichabod. The glory has departed from the greatness of America. The glory has departed from the educational system. ABC, NBC, woe is me, are constantly saying Ichabod, Ichabod. But that is not the message of the church. The message of the church is Emmanuel. God is with us. Whatever comes, whatever we face, whatever happens morally to this nation, God is with us, the people of God. Let's give the Lord a big praise if you believe that. Emmanuel. You know, I'm concerned that the church can take on that Ichabod spirit. It's almost like the church says the glory has departed. Oh, where's the revival? And oh, where's the move of God? Ichabod. They get an icky spirit. Ichabod. Miracles are over and revival is over and the move of God is over and signs. Now we've got preachers holding conferences saying that the Holy Spirit is over and signs and wonders are over. But I've come to proclaim the message of Christmas is Emmanuel, the same God of the book of Acts, the same God who healed the blind and opened the eyes. Oh, come on, somebody. He is still here, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Somebody needs to hear that we're not called, you know, to go around with the dull platoons marching in syncopated beat. Ichabod, Ichabod. We're just waiting on Jesus to come to get out of here. Ichabod. No, it's Emmanuel. Emmanuel. God is with us. That's the message of Christmas. I used to teach children's church before I ever got to pastor in Gastonia, North Carolina. I was the children's church director. And I always had to break a lesson down. And so in case you've missed this whole point of this sermon, I'm going to break it down. It goes something like this. Once upon a time, there was a little fella named Chicken Little. He was a chicken. And he was pecking around in the barnyard. And one day, an acorn fell out of a tree, and it hit him in the head. And he started clacking all over that barnyard. The sky is falling. The sky is falling. And he went to Turkey Lurkey, and Turkey Lurkey got all upset. And he started screaming, the sky is falling. And Turkey Lurkey went to Ducky Wucky, and Ducky Wucky started quacking all over that barnyard. The sky is falling. Ichabod, the glory has departed. And then Ducky Wucky, y'all know the story, went to Horsey Worsey. And Horsey Worsey started bucking up and running, saying, oh my God, in a hizzy, all frenicky, the sky is falling. An acorn, a problem has hit my life, and it's the end of the world. Ichabod. And Horsey Worsey went to Bossy the cow. I'm preaching now, come on. And Bossy the cow finally discover you got the whole barnyard in an uproar over one little acorn that has hit you in the head. And if you're not careful, a little acorn in life will hit you in the head and get you to thinking the whole kingdom of God is about to collapse and fall down. But I'm here to announce it is not Ichabod. And just because you've got a problem that's hit you, don't you dare think that he has abandoned you. The message is this: I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. It's not Ichabod. It's Emmanuel. Come on, get in syncopated beat with Emmanuel. God is with us. Emmanuel. God is with us. God is with us. I'm sure when Joseph, who was dating a little Jewish girl from a respectable family named Mary, her name was Mary, classy family there in Bethlehem, he's dating her. They agree, we're going to have a little arrangement and get married. And the Bible said, then an angel appeared to her, not to him, appeared to her, overshadowed her with the Holy Spirit. And she became impregnated with the seed of God. And then she goes off, if you read the story, she goes off for 3 months and nobody sees her. She goes to see Elizabeth and doesn't come back until 3 months later. And he hadn't seen his girlfriend in 3 months. And she comes back and she's 3 months pregnant. Don't you know an icky spirit came on him? Ichabod, the glory has departed this relationship. I mean, he looks at her and she's showing. And she says, I need to talk with you. And he says, obviously. No, you don't understand. I've been with an angel. It's not an angel. I think you've been with a devil. No, no, this isn't Ichabod. This is Emmanuel. I want to say to some of you who your life is in an upheaval and everything seems to be going crazy, what I've learned in many years of journeying with the Lord, what I thought was Ichabod was really Emmanuel working. He is in control. He has divine destinations for your life. He has a pathway, a purpose for your life, and you don't have to let, even when you're going through rough times, keep an Emmanuel spirit. God is with us. In your marriage, keep an Emmanuel spirit, not an Ichabod. We don't love each other. Let's just quit. The glory has departed. When you first fall in love, it's ideal. And then a few months later, you have, after you get married, an ordeal. And then if you don't get it fixed a few months later, you get to thinking this is a raw deal. And then you're ready for a new deal. And it's so easy to say, Ichabod, we miss God. But all you got to do is say, Emmanuel, give me your hand. God is with us. And we'll walk through this storm together. And if any two of us will agree, nothing can overcome us. Come on and give the Lord a shout of praise if you believe it. That's the story of Christmas. Say that name, Emmanuel. God is with us. Look over at somebody and say, you look like you have Ichabod, but I'm going to prophesy Emmanuel on you. God is with us. I heard the story in closing of a man who was sitting in first class on an airplane, the last row of first class. And you know, if you've flown, that there's first class, there's a curtain, and then there's economy class. And the curtain separates the Holy of Holies. And there's this guy sitting on the back row of first class section. And they made a mistake, and the stewardess said, sir, I am so sorry to tell you this, but you're going to have to give up your seat in first class, walk through the curtain, and sit on the front row of economy class. Now, you need to understand, it's just 3 feet. It's just 3 feet and 3 inches wider of a seat from first class to economy class. this guy went ballistic. He blew a gasket. He stood up. He told the stewardess where she would spend eternity. He said, "I hate, this is the sorriest airline I have ever seen. This is ridiculous." Grabbed his bags and walked 3 feet, demoted 3 feet from first class to economy, and had to walk through the curtain to get there. Humiliated in front of all of those people, he sat down. We can't even hardly move 3 feet in demotion and humiliation and it not just destroy us. But think about Jesus. The Bible said he considered himself equal with God. It was not, he was not vice president. He was not a junior partner in the Trinity firm. He was as much God as God the Father. He was as much God as God the Holy Spirit. He was there when mankind was created and they said, "Let us make man in our image." Jesus was there, all powerful, all knowing, creator God. It was Jesus, the Father, the Holy Spirit, and it was equal shared power. But he voluntarily said, "I volunteer to be demoted. And I won't do it for an hour or a minute. I'll do it for 33 years. I'll go down. I'll be born in a barnyard. I'll be demoted." One of the most touching scriptures to me is when it says they wrapped him in swaddling clothes. Do you understand? That means strips of cloth. And it literally means used strips of cloth. In other words, what would they have been used for in a barn? We romanticized the stable, the manger that Jesus was born in, but it was not beautiful. It was not lovely. It had the smell of livestock and urine and filth. And those rags that they wrapped the trembling Jesus in were strips of used cloth. If that were not enough, he was demoted even more. When he became a full-grown man and he washed the disciples' feet. If that were not enough, the ones that he washed, one of them would betray him and the other would desert him. If that were not enough, the people he came to save would beat him and slug him and punch him and spit upon him. You talk about demotion. You talk about humiliation. And all he did was move from heaven through the curtain to earth. They ultimately took him to the cross and crucified him, nailed him to a cross. Why? Why? He did it for you. He did it because you and I were filled with vile, deadly sin. And the only solution was for him to become that sin, for him to take my sin, and there were so many of them, and take your sins, every one of them. He took it and became that sin, that vile fear. You talk about humiliation, from being equal with God the Father, God, now he is sin hanging on the cross. And he did it for you, and he did it for me, and I can't get over it, and I can't rush through the holidays. And I can't just do the stuff and see the trees and take the pictures. I have to put everything on pause and say, "Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I praise you. Jesus, I honor you." Can we just stand up on our feet all over this room and lift our hands toward heaven? We sing praises to your name. Oh Lord, praises to your name. Oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. You're singing so good. Sing it, everybody. We sing praises to Come on, sing it to him, church.
Oh, we sing praises to your name. Oh, Lord, praises to your name. Oh, Lord, for your name is great and
be listening to me right now, and you don't know Emmanuel is with you. I would invite you to pray this prayer with everybody in this room and those in overflow and those watching streaming. Let's pray this prayer together, and you don't have to live facing the future with Ichabod on you, saying the greatest days are behind me. But you can say, Emmanuel, God is with me. Pray this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, I give you my life. I surrender completely to you. You are the Savior who saves their people from sin. And today I surrender my life. I give you my future. I believe in you. And I thank you that you're with me. You are Emmanuel to me. And today I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Jesus, be the center of my Christmas. Be the center of my family. Be the center of my home and my future. In Jesus' name.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Kingdom Connection. We hope this has been a blessing in your life, and we'll share this and other great resources with your friends. Visit JensenFranklin.org for new teachings and free podcasts, videos, and blogs. And be sure to connect with us via Twitter at Jensen or Facebook at Jensen Franklin. Thanks for listening to the Kingdom Connection Podcast, and have a great week.